Before we jump into this amazing episode, don't forget SOBs that we are trying to raise $10,000 for the Save SOB Christmas Fund to help people, you guys, who have been affected by the unconstitutional vaccine mandate. So if you can donate to this and help support people who are having a hard time, or if you're one of those people who have been fired or lost your job or hours because of the vaccine mandates and you need help, find the directions of how to donate and also how to apply for the SOB Christmas gift in the links below. Let's get into the show.
I teach high school, and most days of the week, I come to school in stilettos. I get to stand at about 6 foot six. And the reason why is so I can create an explicitly queer space for all of my students. That way they know that this place is a place for them, by them, and because I never had one of those growing up. So, yeah.
Oh, thank God, everybody. Thank God. I mean, with inflation and, you know, the country falling apart, tearing itself to bits and pieces, I was like, what the hell do we need right now? What do we need? And I was like, we need a queer teacher with stilettos. Like, that's the kind of shit I need. I don't know about you guys. But of course, I know someone who agrees with my opinion. Gary Franchi, lead anchor and founder of the Next News Network. Welcome to Slightly Offensive for the first time.
Elijah, I am so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
I didn't wear my stilettos.
Oh, well, I am wearing mine.
I feel safe.
Well, because we needed to create an explicitly queer space here at Blaze TV, and what better place to do it and start than with you?
State-sponsored homosexuality guaranteed here at Slightly Offensive. We do have a lot of queer and crazy stuff. I know you're not surprised. People have been a little too gay and a little bit too friendly with the vaccines. I don't know if there's a connection, but...
I mean, just watching that opening video, like, I'm thinking to myself, he says he wants to create an explicitly queer space for his students. Does that mean only queer students are allowed in that room, or, I mean, we need some clarity.
Well, yeah, and it's also weird, too. We got to buy back the word queer, because queer just used to, like, there was smear the queer. It used to just mean you're a little bit off. You know, you're a little weird.
Queer.
So everybody at some point in their life, you know what being queer is? It's called being in junior high. Weird, okay?
Well, even the word gay. The word gay simply meant happy.
It's true. It's true. And of course, it means cigarette in British language. So
that's true. Yeah.
That's a true statement. On that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have confetti of color that is probably digitally added into the show later. It is. Put some of that COC in Gary's face. Don't let his wife see.
Oh, yay.
Very gay. All right. So we have a lot of stuff to talk about. But before we jump into that, I do want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor today, Scoremaster. So Scoremaster is an amazing program. So obviously, if you're going to go buy a house, I'm looking to rent a house, anything you do in life, it sucks. You've got to have a credit score. And unfortunately, for most people, your credit score is not where you wish it was. A lot of times you think about, oh, how do I add more points to it? How do I make it better? And the truth is you've got to try out scoremaster.com/offense. Now, what you can do in just a few moments, you can sign up and you can find out how to add a bunch of points to your score enough to where the average user could save over $100,000 on their home loan, can save, you know, over $5,000 to $10,000 on their car loan, depending on which kind of car that you get. And the crazy thing is that people are so shocked how many points they can add to their score and repair it very quickly. I was able to repair my score as well. Go to scoremaster.com/offense. That's scoremaster.com/offense. That's scoremaster.com/offense to find out how many points you can add to your credit score fast. Then you can maintain and protect your credit score with 24/7 credit monitoring and $1 million fraud insurance. It only takes a few minutes to enroll, see your points, get more points, and qualify for the lowest loan rates. Visit scoremaster.com/offense. Again, that is scoremaster.com/offense. Get started today. So if you're not adding more points to your score, Gary, I don't know if you've seen this, but shit's getting gay. It's getting weird.
Well,
it's getting strange.
I did want to say that if you're new here, hit the red button down below to subscribe, then tap that notification bell so you can get more videos like this.
Thanks for doing a better job at my show. No, but things have been weird and we've been trying to connect. It's been weird. If you go to my screen, Savannah, I mean, when I thought that I've seen it all and I thought that things were not getting weird, we have things like this. People are trying to normalize the vaccine fairy, right? We're telling kids that this is a normal thing and...
Oh, what is that?
This is the vaccine fairy.
Oh, no.
It's a, I don't know, it's a transgender in a unicorn hat.
What is going on in this world? Elijah, what is going on? I mean, literally, we're living in the upside down right now. Nothing makes sense anymore.
We could end the show there.
I know. Okay. Show's over, folks.
Shit didn't make sense.
The vaccine fairy.
Well, I mean, like, this is the weird thing, is like, we're taking things like a vaccine, which is supposed to just be something that you would get like a medical procedure. And we're trying to make it like it's a fun experience. People are talking about getting orgasms. People are talking about, I'm reading about this. People are talking about a lot of this stuff, having a great time getting the vaccines. And now they're trying to link it to, they linked it to Halloween. Now they're linking it to Christmas.
Oh, and Sesame Street. Mm-hmm. Remember? You had Big Bird like going out and getting the shot.
Yeah, you saw this. Vaccinate me, Elmo.
Vaccinate me, Elmo. That can't be real.
No, it's not real.
Oh, my God.
It's getting weird.
Is that Babylon Bee?
I don't know. Oh, it says, Elmo loves experimental vaccines. But realistically, though, Sesame Street has been pushing the vaccines. It has been getting weird. And I know, like, when I've been talking to you, we've been over the years, we thought this stuff was like, kind of funny. We're like, these people are crazy. But now they've taken over every institution. And, like, it's gotten so bad that I couldn't tell at first if this was real or fake because it's that weird.
Yeah, we are living in strange times where we have to watch. I mean, we have to watch what we say on different social media platforms. We're seeing the destruction and breakdown of society happening in real time. We're seeing the use of COVID and the directives and mandates coming down from the administration, and people just folding. People just folding, and in some cases, people are celebrating it. They're celebrating this new authoritarianism. They don't even realize what they are inviting into their lives and into America at large.
No, I know. And that's what I was going to say. So it's like people have been freaking out about the wrong things. And I know I'm not trying to weigh down with this war on Christmas, but I do want to look at some of this stuff because I don't know if you saw that ad we played in the last episode where Santa's now gay.
Oh, I think I did see something where Santa was kissing a man. Is that right?
Yeah, do you know that I made a video about this? I just said, hey, Mrs. Claus is not going to be happy when she finds out that Santa's, you know, getting more than his stocking stuffed this
oh my goodness.
This Christmas. And it got taken down for hate speech.
What?
Yeah, it got taken down for hate speech.
When was this?
This was like yesterday. I just said that, I objectively, first of all, these are fictitious
characters. Wait, you got a strike?
No, it was on TikTok. They removed the video.
Oh, TikTok.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I objectively believe, this is not a joke. Look, it's fictitious characters. I can think of what I want them to do. And I think in my fictitious world, Mrs. Claus is going to be pissed when she finds out that Santa Claus is getting, you know, more, he's getting stuck
so
in his
chimney. But how's that hate speech, though?
I don't know. I just, because apparently if you don't let your fictitious husband get sodomized by a stranger, it's hate speech. I don't.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the show is.
I don't know what's happening in the country, but I'm glad to be here at Blaze TV Studios.
I know. Okay. So, you know, with the Christmas, obviously things have gone out of control. If we can play video 5, I want to show you. You not only have they took Christ out of Christmas, they made the Nutcracker gay. We're tracking this. Santa Claus, no, the Nutcracker's transgender.
What?
The Nutcracker's transgender.
Come on,
now.
Where are you finding this stuff? Is this?
I live a dark world.
I mean, I see a lot of these tweets that we're going to be covering from Libs of TikTok. I mean, that's probably one of the greatest.
Yeah.
One of the greatest Twitter accounts ever.
100%. Let's watch this. The abortion ornaments.
Oh, boy.
Now we are celebrating this. So, for our blind viewers, it's ornaments that says abortion is beautiful, abortion is my body, my decision, pro-abortion. I don't know.
Why don't they just put, like, you know, fetal remains on the tree, you know, and celebrate that?
This is really annoying song, Savannah. Can we get this off, please?
I mean, what?
That's the shittiest, like, background music. You, uncreative. Yeah, well, they can't meme and they can't decorate. That's the left can't do those things.
They need to get those people that went with those hidden cameras and they got all those fetuses. I mean, those are some terrifying hidden videos.
Taking us in a dark direction.
Yeah. Don't you remember that?
I'm laughing at background music and you're like, yeah, I remember when they dismembered children and put on video. I'm like,
but they celebrate this stuff. They're putting it on Christmas trees.
We're laughing about abortion now.
Oh, it's not even funny, but we're laughing at the insanity of just how sick this is.
I know. I'm like,
how do you celebrate this? On a Christmas tree?
But it also, do you notice that their memes too? This is an interesting concept. Like, you know, we make memes that are funny and their memes always have like words. Like they can't ever just like make a funny joke. It's even with the abortion tree has to be words. Abortion is like these motivational statements. Like they're like their babies and their children. Like you ever notice the left does this? Like our memes are like, oh, are you really going to tell me being transgender? Is it normal? And then it's just some guy saying yes. And their memes are like, did you know that neuroqueer divergent is the true meaning of life? And anyway, and they just go on. It's like, dude, shut up. No, but like, meaning they don't have any creativity. They don't have any way to encapsulate their ideas. They're just regurgitating what they've been told. And so their ornaments aren't like, if abortion was really beautiful and you should celebrate it, then we should be able to look at it on the tree. But abortion is murder and you're dismembering children, like you said. So it's like you have to mask it with your bullshit propaganda. And this is what they do. And they ruin everything. I hate to say the war on Christmas, but they did ruin it. They've ruined everything part of our culture.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
I do know what you're talking about.
They've ruined everything. They could not leave. The tinsel Christmas trees are already kind of lame. And it's like, but it's got some redeeming value. But then you put these stupid ornaments, and then you put it on the internet, and we went from rare, safe, and legal, you know, that's what they were saying with abortion with Roe v. Wade, to now we have literal abortion Christmas trees. And I just think we deserve to be burned with fire and brimstone. God, come back.
I think that's going to be happening soon, actually. Yeah, I mean, the writing is on
I'm
the wall.
Alarm.
Elijah. But yeah, the left has a difficult time memeing. I do enjoy creating memes myself. I love making memes.
You're a meme god?
Yeah. Not you know, Carpe Donctum level, but you know, I do meme a little, a dabble.
Savannah's not on camera because Savannah actually died. So she's not with us anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Savannah got triple vaccinated and she died. No, Savannah's just not on camera. I don't think we have.
Are we going to have a Christmas tree with ornaments?
Savannah, I boarded Savannah. Okay. But listen. Okay, so this is crazy too. But obviously, like, they ruined it with the ornaments. But then also too, there's this really cringy song that Savannah found, which was just, I'm going to make you guys listen to it because I hate it so much. But let's go ahead and let's cue video 4 if we can here for a moment.
The COVID vaccine for my 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't. Why?
Why? Why do people put this stuff out there on social media like this? It's absurd.
And also, why do you want the vaccine for your 2-year-old? Let's break this down.
I don't quite understand. I mean, I thought it was children had the least amount of the COVID would impact them the least. They would have the least amount of symptoms. So why does she want it for her 2-year-old?
Well, that's what's so weird about this stuff too. Is like that. It brings up a bigger question about these radicalists that makes me quite confused. Is like the things that they want are not only not normal, but they don't make sense. Like, it's like, I want everyone to try having an abortion. I heard one lady say, why? Why? Why do you want, what? So why? Oh, I need my 2-year-old to get it. Like you said, why? And I think that's what I've come down to. Like, I just watch most things. I'm like, why did you make that? And why are you like this?
Explain it. Explain yourself. Give me the reasoning so that we can have a broader understanding of your insanity, really, is what it is.
Yeah, but do you ever wonder this? Like, do you know that meme that's, why are you like this meme? It's just like, why are you like this? And I think that I'm starting to get in that way. I realize I'm getting older because I'm like talking about back pain and things that make me feel like I'm aging a lot. But I also wonder if it's just like, once you cross 25 years old, you start looking at people and asking why. And maybe by 40, you stop asking, you just ignore them.
Well,
am I right?
I'm 44, and I just look across the landscape of people. If I'm traveling, you just kind of go. You walk past people in the airport, and you're like, okay, sure, that's your thing. You know, do your thing.
Yeah, like this. There's this dad that inspired me. This person wrote on Twitter under women posting their L's online specifically. Her name was Carrie Hunter. I'm assuming she's a girl. And it specifically was like, I just came out to my dad as gender fluid. And this shows she's complaining here, by the way. His exact words were, shut the fuck up with your modern terms for made up bullshit. That was nice. It took me so long to tell him, and that's what he said. Kudos to the father.
Did they cancel him yet?
I don't know, but I want to meet this man.
Has he been removed from Twitter for hate speech?
I bet you he's not on Twitter because he clearly has his head on his shoulders. Probably why he's not on.
I can't stand Twitter personally.
Why do you hate Twitter? Like, where on your body did it touch you? Because I feel like I feel like we get violated. I have reasons why I don't like it.
I open up Twitter and I just see just venom and hatred. You know, you go on like Donald Trump Jr.'s Twitter feed, and it's like so much hatred being poured out on this one guy.
Are you living in January 5th, 2021? He does not have Twitter anymore.
No, Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, Jr. Is he still on
Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah, they haven't removed him.
Holy shit, what year is it? I got so confused. No, but yeah, Donald Trump Jr. is equally hated by, I mean, he's a rich kid, probably a billionaire or close to it himself, and he just writes positive things, and he gets a lot of crap.
It's crazy. It's crazy to see, just one little tweet just generates so much hatred for somebody, you know, and that's why I can't stand Twitter. But I do love going to Libs of TikTok and, you know, Cat Turd and some of these others, and Elijah Schaefer. I like going to your Twitter feed too. But just watching people pile on, it's toxic. It's a toxic place.
Yeah, that was happening to Sydney recently, and they were piling on her, and people were writing really, really tragic, horrible stuff. And I think people don't understand that. It's like, you know, when you write these things online, ask yourself, would you say them in person? Because I think that's what's weird about the online space is this is like interesting too, like with all these people that post these strange things. It's like, well, are you like this in public?
Yeah, see,
is this a real person?
Social media has removed actual social interaction. There's no accountability. You could do hit and run on comments and just completely trash somebody. But like you said, would you say this to somebody in person? No. Generally, you wouldn't just like – imagine creating a video, right? And we should do this. We should take one post and then we should just have a group of people sitting around a table reading those tweets to that person
right.
who just made this post, whatever they are, if they're hate-filled or funny or whatever, and just, you know, humanize that interaction, because then you can actually see what it would look like in person if a comment thread or a tweet response came to life. It would be an amazing experiment.
You know, I also think too, but like when you read this, where the dad did say, shut the up with your modern terms for made up bullshit. That is a really great phrase. And I think I'm going to add that to my list of responses to journalists when they reach out. Do you know they've stopped? I don't know if you know this, but they've stopped reaching out because there was a lot of articles written about a recent episode that we did with Kyle, and they stopped reaching out to me for comment because the same people write the same articles and I just write them back that I rebuke you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I just rebuke them in God's name.
Do you really respond to them like that?
Yeah, I don't respond.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That's great though, because these people are demonic.
They're literal demons.
Yeah. Godless.
They're godless. And they smell like sulfur. It's a true statement. But obviously things have gotten very weird as well. I think, where is this? I don't know. I'm going to look this up real fast. But obviously things have happened, and I know people are getting offended by a lot of things. But it turns
Slightly offended.
Well, yeah, but it turns out that somebody was offended by somebody's Christmas light display. This is a real letter that somebody received, apparently or allegedly. I want to read this to you. So somebody had a Christmas display. It says it's from Minneapolis. So that it makes 100% because Minneapolis is completely lost. And this letter came in and said, I couldn't help but notice your Christmas light display during these unprecedented times that we have all experienced, challenges with which casual words just don't describe what we're feeling. The idea of twinkling colorful lights are a reminder of divisions that continue to run through our society, a reminder of systemic biases against our neighbors who don't celebrate Christmas or who can't afford to put up lights of their own. We must do the work of educating ourselves about the harmful impact an outward-facing display like yours can have. I challenge you to respect the dignity of all people while striving to learn from differences, ideas, and opinions of our neighbors. We must come together collectively and challenge these institutional inequities. St. Anthony is a community welcoming of all people, and we must demand better for ourselves.
Does that even mean? What does that even mean? That's so insane. You want to bring everyone together, but you don't want my Christmas lights up.
I don't.
It's like you're pushing me out of your little circle because you don't like my Christmas lights, but yet you want to bring everyone together in unity. Doesn't make any sense.
This is where I wish Savannah was on camera, because these are those moments that I bounce to her and just go, I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about this. I part of me wants to think this is a parody and half the stuff we look at. Like, I wish one day someone would come, Gary, and just tell me, yo, Elijah, you're actually retarded, which I knew previously, but then they update me and say, this entire time you've been following for the pranks, these are not real, society is not like this, people, these are all fake photos and you're actually stupid, you fell for the trick. Like, I want someone to tell me that, and I want to wake up from this dream. It's a bad dream and I want to wake up.
It really is.
And I see this though, and I go, I know if this is fake, fine, but there's nothing here that would surprise me if this was real, because the way that it was written was so toxic and such bullshit it has to be from a real person, because people are like this.
That was a genuine letter, sadly. And I think that whoever wrote it has a serious mental disorder. Liberalism is a mental disorder. I mean, there's no question.
Diagnosable.
Yeah. I mean, these people, as I was telling Alex yesterday, you know, left is right, up is down, black is white. Everything is completely upside down in the world today. And they are ruining every single institution, whether it's the family, whether it's the economy, whether it's jobs, holidays. Everything's being destroyed. The complete fabric of this nation is being destroyed. They're taking down Thomas Jefferson statues in New York.
I know.
Why? Because he had slaves? Okay, sure. That wasn't cool. But he did write the Constitution. And these people who are tearing down these statues at the same time are still basking in the freedom that his very hand wrote the document.
I know, and Trump said they were going to come for these statues next.
Trump
and they
did
said,
say that.
They said it's not going to happen, but it's accelerating. I'm kind of happy about the acceleration, though, because I do think the system needs to burn down. Like, I don't know what we're going to do to rescue this. And here's a good example. To see where we're headed, we can look at Australia or where Lord. We could be headed.
Oh, my.
So, I don't. Are you familiar with Quillette, the Australian publication?
I've seen it occasionally.
It touts itself as like the, what's that one libertarian outlet here that—
Reason?
Reason, yeah. So, it's like their libertarian outlet, which is supposed to be for freedom. Now, Claire, their managing editor, or whoever she is, you know, has been really begun advocating for these quarantine camps that have been happening over there. And so the libertarians—
Advocating for it?
Yes, advocating.
The libertarian publication is advocating for quarantine camps.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, and they use pictures of when the Olympics team had to like stay in a quarantine camp. So it's like hot, you know, not hot, but like fit people like sunbathing to try to paint it like it's totally a great thing. And they've been really backing the government on their authoritarianism, which shows me that libertarianism is a dead idea that can't work long term. It can't work because if I look at how the libertarians are handling things in other countries and I see what they're doing, then I know those ideas are not going to work for us either to fight this. And it's so funny because I saw this meme here, right? She's been fighting with Tim Pool. She blocked me. They've been calling us idiots for speaking out against the quarantine camps. I have family there, as you know. It's not a good thing. Family can't cross state lines. They can't visit each other. They're risking losing their jobs. but it's funny because like the doublespeak that we're seeing today and the way things are changing is the main issue Quillette had was people calling it a concentration camp. And okay, I admit that's a little too far at this point. Okay, because it's not a concentration camp. But
well, what is a concentration camp? What's the definition of a concentration camp? People concentrated in one location.
I actually don't know. I'm retarded.
People all concentrated into one location. And the reason they don't like that term is because it harkens to Nazi Germany. That's why they don't like it. They don't like the comparison. Okay, sorry, the Australian camps don't have ovens yet, but, you know.
I'm typing this in. Is that a concentration camp? Is that his word? I don't know if that'll show up here. Yeah, a guarded compound for mass detention without hearings or the imprisonment without trial of civilians. Okay, so it is technically
that sounds about right.
Okay, you're not wrong. But look, I found this meme. It was so good. I was telling Timcast, I'm like, see, you were wrong. It's a vacation. They're like, stop calling it a concentration camp. It's just an Australian government-run facility where you are detained without a trial, relocated by the military, cannot leave whenever you want, and will be pursued and arrested for trying to escape in the name of safety. You saw that they were. You get fined $5,000 if you try to leave.
Wow.
You're imprisoned. And this is supposed to be a free country, a modern world. And we have a video from this. I want to say somebody actually recorded a video from the inside to show you how free and safe it is. The libertarians are defending this stuff. Look at what is actually going on inside of the camp. If we can roll video number one.
Give you a warning, yeah? It's an official warning that you have to stand above and obey the rules all you get, yeah? And that's, we have to go to the rules again. I don't care.
So am I allowed to go to the laundry?
You're allowed to go to the laundry, but you got to wear a mask, yeah?
Yeah, righto. Yeah.
And you definitely can't go up the fence anywhere else. But you're allowed to go to the laundry, yeah? That's always been the case, yeah?
Right, so if I was sitting just here, which is right near the fence, why are these guys in a cabin that's right near the fence? It makes no sense, does it?
Yeah, but you can't leave your balcony to go to the fence to talk to somebody else. Yeah?
So if I was at that balcony...
Sense. There has to be lines everywhere drawn, yeah? And one of the lines is you cannot leave your balcony and you cannot go to someone else. Where it makes no sense, where it doesn't seem right to you, that is the line, and that's what the law is, yeah? And that's how it goes, yeah?
The law.
Well, the show direction.
There's a law that says that.
Show direction, yep. There's a show direction, yeah? And how the behavior must be done, especially in this area, because it's much more highly infectious. The last thing you have to think, yeah?
Highly infectious when all of us people are negative.
So far, the risk is still very high, yeah? While you're here, can we just do that? Otherwise, the next time it's a $5,000 fine. We don't want to do that.
It's a $5,000 fine if what?
If you breach again.
If I walk out onto that path.
Without your mask on, for no reason other than the rule.
If I cross that yellow line that I've broken the rule, I will be issued with a $5,000 fine.
That's correct.
So I'm just saying, you know, that's crazy.
How long do they have to stay there?
How long is it? Right now it's about 2 weeks. It could, but sometimes they're extending people's quarantine.
How do they determine that you must go?
So this is actually the process, because obviously my family's there. My brother, my brother-in-law went back after he's working on an amazing project here in the US, and he is not vaccinated, and he went back, and they like take you off the, so you have to get a negative COVID test before you leave, a negative COVID test when you arrive. Then you get on a bus with all the people, and then they take you to quarantine, and then you have to stay there, and then you have to like take a negative test to leave.
Even if you have a negative test?
Everybody gets tested there regularly, yeah. And you get everyone's negative. And that's what they said in the video. Like, this is a very high-risk place. And it's like, how if we're all negative? How does any of this make sense? If we're all negative and we're in a safe place where nobody's in or out, why am I a threat to cross a line? You know why? Because you're a threat to the control, to the power move. They're testing their limits.
Yeah.
They're testing how much they can control people. And they're seeing how far they can push you until you're ready to fight back. And so you're telling me I'm on a vacation, but if I cross this line, I'm gonna get a $5,000 fine. Sure, Claire, what a great vacation that sounds like.
Yeah, and you can only go out, you can't go and talk to someone at the fence line. You can't even walk out there unless you're specifically doing your laundry.
Yeah, it's like that's the microcontroller. People don't understand that, like, wow. China is free. Okay, like I've been there. China is actually free. If you obey the rules and don't question authority.
Yeah.
But that's
free to do as they tell you.
That's the point though. Like, no one gets that about what modern communism looks like or what the world looks like with authoritarianism. Every society is a free society until you do what they don't ask you. So it's like, yeah, you're free to walk on your balcony, but not cross the line, but not go to the fence. You can go to the fence for laundry, and it's micromanaging your life to the point to where you have no control over where you go. And it's like, well, you can go to this city, but not that city. You can work this job, but not that job. And all of a sudden you realize your liberties have all but disappeared because you let them take them. Who's them? The government is not on your side.
They are clearly using Australia as a test market for the authoritarian rule that they would love to see. They would love to see this in the United States. I mean, they're in some states, they are getting to that point. You know, you have to have a vaccine passport just to go on the subway or to go into a restaurant in New York City. Other states are all following suit. It's terrifying.
No, it really is. And before we talk about that, obviously, if you are stuck in a quarantine camp or you are on a subway and you're trying to ignore people, you got to have a good pair of headphones. The holidays are coming up faster than you think. Now is the time to knock out that gift list and avoid the last-minute shipping scramble, especially because right now, my listeners will get 15% off site-wide with the code HOLIDAY at buyraycon.com/offensive. That's buyraycon.com/offensive, and use that code HOLIDAY to get 15% off your entire Raycon order. Now, Raycons are amazing because, number one, they're small, they're compact, they're so amazing. I actually just lost my pair, Savannah, and I need to go buy another pair, so I'm going to go buy one of these. I bought the blue ones myself, and the reason why I like them is because they're so discreet. They don't knock out, especially if I'm exercising. I don't bump them. No one's going to pull them out, and they have a very long battery life, and it's very amazing, and they're sleek, and they last incredibly long time. So I always travel with these as well. You can get over-the-ear headphones as well. Find them in all types of amazing colors. And, of course, for this price, you can't beat the quality of the sound. Go to buyraycon.com/offensive, buyraycon.com/offensive, to get 15% off site-wide when you use the code. So in the description, and I also got to tell you guys this, get them for your friends. Buy a couple pairs. They're amazing. You're not going to hate them. You're going to love them. Everyone that buys them loves them. And so you should buy a pair too. Buy them for your friends and family. Don't waste your money on expensive competitors. Get Raycons today. But like you said, you know, obviously, unfortunately, we don't have the ability to tune out everything because things are very serious. And it's like when we're talking about this, like with the Australian camps, I think what's happening now is that people are so tired of hearing how bad and how quickly the world is accelerating that they actually are trying to just tune it out. Like, people are getting numb or people are getting fed up. Like, there's one or two. Like, people are either just tuning out or people are waking up even more. And they're going, we got to do something fast. Where I think I have this real fast. I'm going to look for it here.
Elijah, when I've been doing media covering these types of topics for 15 years or more, and I used to be able to compartmentalize the insanity, you know, and go about my day. And, you know, I'd go and I'd do the news, or I'd publish my magazine, or I'd create my documentary, I'd do my radio show, whatever, you know, the medium at the moment was, I was able to compartmentalize the insanity just so I can get through to the next day. Mm-hmm. Now, like, it all just bleeds together. There's so much crazy happening in the world with lockdowns, with the constant different strains of COVID. You've got forced vaccinations happening, vaccine passports. I mean, just last summer, we saw cities burning on fire. You know, you going out there, documenting all that stuff, doing an amazing job, going to Kenosha, the things you were doing there. And then, I mean, just watching all these things happening in real time has been very difficult for me to even compartmentalize. But, you know, people bring me news. People text me news. They text me links. They text me videos. They want me to interview this person or that person. And I'm just like, I'm numb to it. I can't even react to it anymore. Like, nothing shocks me as shocking as things get. It's totally and absolutely nuts.
Good transition. You said nothing shocks you, but apparently, like you said, the acceleration is so quickly. The post-millennial actually wrote this, is that shocking in the wake of Austria's drastic lockdown, which, by the way, Austria is made it mandatory to have vaccines and also lock down the unvaccinated and imprison them. In the wake of Austria's drastic lockdowns of unvaccinated people, EU chief calls for throwing out the Nuremberg Code.
Oh, I saw this, yeah.
Ursula von der Leyen, the head of the EU Commission, told the press on Wednesday that she is in favor of scrapping the longstanding Nuremberg Code and forcing people to get vaccinated against COVID. Ursula, the head of the EU Commission, told the press on Wednesday that she's in favor of scrapping it. Says she wants to force people to get vaccinated. Now, if you know anything about this,
Unreal. This
Nuremberg Code is basically there to protect people from being operated on or having procedures against their will. They're just admitting this. Look, we're trying to reintroduce this authoritarianism, this globalized authoritarianism, and we don't care.
And this is from Austria.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there like a leader that came from Austria? What was his name? He had like a little mustache, I think he had.
I think he had a common struggle. He wrote a book or something. He was an author.
Yeah, he was an author.
He's a famous author.
You know, and all.
Musician, I heard too. He also, didn't he fart a lot?
I think he also was a painter.
It's true.
Yeah.
Let's just rewrite history.
But I mean, what realistically speaking here, this woman from Austria is now saying, well, let's just throw out the Nuremberg Code. I mean, think about what we're talking about here. This is the... Nazi Germany is why we have the Nuremberg Code. And now you have Austria, the head, wanting to throw it out. It's absolutely insane. That's a perfect snapshot of the insanity.
Well, and it's so interesting because it's like,
wow.
Like Jordan Peterson weighed in on this. It was like, hey, it's just the Nuremberg Code. Only what we learned from the Nazi atrocities, not least those that were medical. And so this is either saying two things. I got to be so careful. I'm looking over at Savannah. I got to be so careful how I word this because I'm not making this claim. And I'd like to say I'm not making this claim before I say what they're implying. They're either implying that the Nuremberg Code isn't important because it's based off of lies and that they lied about the account of Nazi Germany, which then they're Holocaust deniers. And they're saying that really the Nuremberg Code isn't needed because it's really not that important because it's not like basically it doesn't apply it to anything. It's not real. Or it is real, and these are just up authoritarian people that want to commit mass atrocities. So it's like there's no good way to talk about throwing out the Nuremberg Code. Either A, they're admitting they lied about World War II narrative and they're denying their narrative, or B, they're saying their narrative is true, but they're actually as evil as the Nazis. So they're kind of like in this interesting prerogative where they always call us Nazis, tell us that the worst people in the world are two people. Ready for this? They're Nazis and Holocaust deniers. Those are the worst people. That's all they talk about. And it's like, but in this case, if they're advocating for this, they're one of those two groups naturally. That's who they are, and that's what they're doing. So it's like this is what these people always do. They throw names on us and they accuse us and it's like, oh, you're this and you're that, and they're like 1 month later they're exactly what they called us. We sit here and we're like, I'm not those things. I'm not a Nazi. I'm not a Holocaust denier. I don't do any of those things. And then they come out of left field swinging like, guess what?
Let's throw out the Nuremberg Code.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, shit.
So you're the Nazi, actually.
Well, I just don't even know what to think. I don't know what that means.
Right,
what does it mean, throwing out the Nuremberg Code? Like, what are you trying to do?
Well, how can they say they want to throw out the Nuremberg Code? Is it because like this disease is so deadly that we must forcibly inoculate everybody? And by doing that, we are violating the Nuremberg Code. Is it because it's so dangerous? It's because so many people are dying.
Well, I like the Omicron virus. I love it.
Are they stating that our safety and our health overrides the Nuremberg Code principles? That's why they must forcibly inoculate.
Well, it's interesting because the article goes on and says that in Austria, people over 12 who are not vaccinated are currently almost completely locked down, only allowed outside for absolutely necessary essential tasks like food or medical appointments. In an interview she gave to the BBC, the EU chief said that it was understandable and appropriate to consider vaccine mandates, especially due to the new Omicron variant, which, by the way, no one's talking about how many people it's killing. Everyone's about the Omicron variant. I like the Omicron. I
read a headline. I read a headline and it said Omicron has spread from coast to coast. And then the sub headline was like 5 states detected. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, coast to coast, but only 5 states has been detected.
I want 100 million Omicrons. Like someone needs to make a coin, like an Omicron coin. I would invest.
I thought that this was like some kind of Transformer thing. Like, I want to see like
Omicron.
The Omicron. You know, it turns into a COVID virus and it turns into a robot.
All I want for Christmas is the Omicron virus inside my body. It's true, but I'm being okay.
Be careful what you wish for.
But I know if Santa comes in, I might have more than just the Omicron inside of me because we need to go after that commercial.
Ouch.
But I will say, you know what's funny about the Omicron virus and these things? So check this out.
What is funny about the Omicron virus?
I think I'm at the point where I think Omicron's funny now. But Omicron, every place that is locked down that is coming out with news about Omicron, I asked myself this question. They're like, Omicron found in Australia. And I said, but you're not allowed in or out of Australia without being vaccinated fully.
How did it get there?
Did it take a bus? Did Rosa Parks bring it in or something? I don't know what's happening, but I'm going. Wow,
Elijah, yeah. You have just cracked the code with that question.
How did it get in?
How did it get there?
You can't come to the U.S. even without being vaccinated. So if it came from South Africa, then who brought it in? And I looked it up and I'm like, so I look at the new case. I look at the background and I go, Omicron, because I'm trying to get it. You know, like
you want it?
I do want it.
Okay.
I just want to up my antibodies.
I have better antibodies than you.
Yeah, I got to get the newest version. It's like people say, why do you want it if you have natural immunity? And I'm like, I thought natural immunity didn't exist. So I just need to get more of them. Because it's like, we know when you get, you know when iPhones, before Steve Jobs died, they used to actually be good. They would upgrade and there would be like something different about them. And then that gay boy took over. And then now it's just like, we put a new way to spy on you. So buy the new phone. And that's basically what they do. Well, I feel like with these updates on the COVID, it's very disappointing. Poor performance from the home team. I'm getting a lot of hype. I'm ready for the global pandemic to accelerate. And then it's so disappointing. It's always like weaker. It always is, you know, they always define it as sounding like a lame cold. And I don't care about it. But I'm saying with the Omicron, I'm going, okay, so how is this getting in? In Wisconsin, do you know the guy who brought it into Wisconsin? Real story. The governor was like, as Omicron enters Wisconsin, we are urging everyone to get vaccinated. So I went, oh shit, I need to go get my 10th booster. Let me read how many I need now. And it's like, do you know that the guy who brought it into Wisconsin was boosted?
What?
And that's the phrase they're using now. They made it a catchphrase, getting boosted.
Oh my goodness, man.
Hey man, I was boosted. Shut the fuck up.
Well, I love how they have new variants that come out every time there's an election. I think that's great. I think it's perfect timing.
For the holiday season,
too. For the holidays, too. You know.
Just in time for Christmas. Just Omicron. 1995.
Just in time for the midterm elections.
Yeah, I think I'm going to find something real fast on my page. I was laughing so hard. So I've been taking this real anti-humor of like celebrating horrible things. Like if you can go to my screen here, I think I can zoom in. Right, if you can go to my screen, like people are like, just get vaccinated. And I'm like, I don't do bad things. Like just to make people mad on the internet for no reason. Oh, sorry. LeBron's a bitch. But I think I'm trying to find something specifically. Oh yeah. But Zuby said this. He's like, I believe that what is going on in many countries is truly evil. I do not believe it has anything to do with keeping people healthy or safe. I typically try to give some benefit of the doubt, but I can't anymore. The intentions are purely sinister. And it's true, though, yeah. Gary. It's true, because that's my point. Is like, we're talking about, you know, we have to have new restrictions and lockdowns for the unvaccinated because of the Omicron. Who's bringing the Omicron in? Well, at least in Wisconsin, it was the vaccinated. In Australia, I looked, and it was a vaccinated person, too. So what the hell is the point of all this? If it was to keep people safe, we need to quarantine. Like, if this was really deadly and the vaccines weren't working, there wouldn't be different rights and restrictions for the unvaccinated and vaccinated. And also, I'm talking to a lot of people who got both jabs that are like, I'm not getting booster shots. I'm sorry. Like, I did that shit. It's over. I'm not doing anything else. And I don't know if you're seeing that, but even people that gave in were like, duh, I'm drawing the line.
I don't understand, if the vaccine is supposed to protect you, how can we now be seeing the rise in COVID across populations in the vaccinated population? How does that even function? And then they want to come down and mandate it for everybody, but the numbers tell a completely different story.
No, I know. And like, look at this. So like, it's actually really funny, because I'm like, I posted a video about this, about the police state rising. And I was like, I posted a video about a worldwide police state starting, and the video was deleted. Then it got reviewed, reinstated, and then deleted again. It says, look at this. This is new. It's determined that your content violates laws. Not that I violated terms of service.
Applicable laws?
And cannot be restored. All I just said was that there's a new world order that is trying to create a global police state. It's literally all the video said, and it got deleted for what laws? What laws are they talking about?
Show me the law.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't this crazy? It's now censorship has the phrase, we are violating the law.
I've never seen that before.
It was new to me too. But you know, I get warnings all the time that I breached and violated German law on my
German
Twitter.
German law?
Yeah. It says that like what I wrote violated German law and like is not available in Germany. Like my tweets can't be seen.
Your tweets can't be seen in Germany?
Some. I get emails from Twitter that say that I violated German law.
That's insane.
I know. Like, then this is crazy. Like, what law did I violate here?
You'd think it'd be they could just say, hey, you violated X statute, blah, 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 right? And then just point it out.
I know, but this guy made me laugh. Somebody commented on it and wrote this. It's like, Elijah, quote, I'm witnessing tyranny around the world, which is being aided and abetted by big tech companies censoring anyone who tries to stand up against it. And the big tech companies like, ooh, let's delete that. Like, they delete my videos. Like, oops. That's what the video was saying, is that there's a police state. Yeah. Tech companies are supporting the police state, and they're censoring you, and they're keeping... It was literally, the video's about what happened to me in... They deleted it. And what's crazy...
Was it your video? Like, you...
Yeah, I made it. It's original video.
Just you, like, talking on camera or something? Selfie video?
With text, yeah. Just talking. And it was like... 30 seconds. What's crazy is that then I posted the video, like I mentioned earlier, about Santa being gay. It was just literally, there was no, and it was deleted for hate speech. Then I, then I uploaded a video reading the newspaper from Australia, reading it, that said that this guy died from COVID, but his official cause of death was spinal meningitis, and they removed it for violating terms of service. I read a newspaper, a trusted newspaper. It wasn't even mocking anything. It was like I was like literally said breaking news, guys.
Oh,
and
my
And I read the news, and then I uploaded this picture, and it got removed for violating community guidelines, which is police stepping on a freedom sign.
What?
Yeah.
What world are we living in?
It got deleted.
This is so insane.
Showing this stuff, I'm trying to prove a point. You can't even talk about the police state on the internet on certain apps, goodness. They'll delete it. Now, I know people say these apps are trash, and that's they are, but I'm also bringing up an alarming thing that one of the most used apps in the world and in America right now is TikTok. So even if you're like, we agree it's trash, this is where people are getting their information from, and this is where they're consuming the information. And the power hold on this app, I mean, everyone knows it's CCP controlled, but I wanted to show people, when I say it's CCP controlled, this is what I mean. You can't point out tyranny or the police state. You'll
get
deleted.
We tried launching a Next News TikTok account, and
how'd that go?
It was going well. We were getting lots of subscribers, and we actually got into their little partnership program, and you know, it was pretty cool, like making like $20 a day. Like, oh yay, we're making $20 a day on TikTok.
Wow, don't quit your jobs. Yeah.
and then something happened. Like, they started applying these warning labels under every single video about election integrity or something, just because we're talking about politics, American politics. And then we just said, you know what, to hell with this. The subscribers just started dropping. We just deleted the account.
Yeah, I'm a TikTok celebrity. I have 3,000 followers.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm Gen Z's next biggest thing. It's true. Everyone's talking about me. All 3,000 people.
That's really great. I'm really proud of you.
I'm a Gen Z celebrity. Guys, obviously the world is crazy. The internet is insane.
What TikTok videos do you make?
It's genuinely, I always tell people, it's like this show. So like kind of cringy videos, but they prove a good point. It's like, this is what I always say about this show too, is it's like someone, whenever people tell me the show is kind of cringy, I go, it is, but also I've also stated that publicly on the show. But it's unfortunate, like it's only a symptom of the fact that of who I am, plus the world has gotten very cringe recently, so as it has been for a long time. But I feel like you combine me and that together, it is what it is. And guys, that's the kind of quality entertainment we bring. But obviously, if you're trying to protect yourself online, you can't hide yourself from the police state, but you can protect your identity online by using a VPN, specifically ExpressVPN. Now, the reason why I didn't like to use VPNs originally is because I didn't really know what they did.
That was a smooth segue.
It was pretty good, right? I didn't know what they did. Do you know what VPNs do?
Yes, they hide your identity.
Yeah, they hide your identity. So ExpressVPN not only hides your identity, but it does it quickly using their trusted server by bouncing your identity. Essentially, what it would be doing is like, imagine if every minute I was handing you a new ID, and every time a police asked you who you were, you're showing them a new physical ID. This is what VPNs do to you online. This is important because like when I was in China, I had to use ExpressVPN to not be in China because I couldn't see YouTube or do anything because they blocked it out. So to get around these blocks, you can, let's say, use a VPN to make your signal in Canada so you can watch a show on Netflix that's only available in Canada. True story. But it also protects your devices. So protect yourself with a VPN that I use and trust. Use my link expressvpn.com/offensive. That's expressvpn.com/offensive, offensive today. And to get an extra 3 months free of a one-year package, that's expressvpn.com/offensive. Visit expressvpn.com/offensive to protect your identity online on any device. It just takes a couple clicks and you can be on your way to protecting yourself. Don't be an idiot. Protect yourself, honestly. It's like, literally, it's a condom for your computer. It's protection. It literally is. And it protects the wrong things from happening. And so please get it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on an ad read, but trust me, ExpressVPN is freaking awesome. And actually put it on your devices. ExpressVPN.com/offensive. Check it out. So you know, like we were saying, though, with this police state thing, I mean, like, if you go back to my screen, I mean, isn't that the funniest thing, seeing that there's an image of police stepping on a freedom sign and that violates guidelines?
they are only proving the point when they do these things. When they clamp down on your ability to make a post with a picture like that, or even have a video where you're making a statement like that, they are only proving that there is a police.
This also violated Instagram's community guidelines too, I want to add.
Oh, congratulations.
I got a strike for this one.
Double, huh? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, no one says what it violates.
But you did violate some kind of law.
Yeah.
What law?
I don't know. It's weird.
So can you go back to the one that was violating the law here?
No, it's up here. Here it is.
Okay, so content cannot be restored. This is on your Twitter, right?
No, this is TikTok. Well, this is on Twitter, but yes. No, Twitter's the one that tells me I violated German law. This one just tells me I violated the law.
Okay, so this is a screenshot of your TikTok that you posted to Twitter sharing that your content violated some law on a Chinese app.
Well, what I violated was CCP. I violated global law, which is like you can't question authority. It's like an unspoken. It's like a pirate code, I think.
I need to see this video. I really want to see the video.
I can't because I was just on. It was just on TikTok and they deleted it.
Oh, so you use the app, you make it record it native right to that app.
Yeah, so
you don't have like a local copy.
No, and it didn't violate any laws. I didn't do anything.
No, you violated the law.
I can see if I have it. I don't know.
You violated. It says right there on the screen. You violated.
Do you know that I also put up a video of, which I know this is easy, but I put up a meme of Alex Jones on both apps, and it got deleted for discrimination.
What?
And it was about Thanksgiving. I don't have no idea what that was about. But I've just had a lot. Like we talked about this show. Before we fully lost monetization on this show and fully got demonetized for a picture of me that's not me, when they used a picture of a woman in the Capitol with her feet on the desk and told the tech companies that was me and it wasn't me, and then they demonetized our channels based off of that picture, which...
Wait, your channels are demonetized?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, because they... You know how they like deleted Kyle Rittenhouse? They actually deleted all my accounts up front because they said that I committed an insurrection, and then they found out, oh shit, maybe we should actually like ask people if they're a credentialed journalist, and then, oh shit, that's not a real picture of him. It wasn't me. So there's a picture of somebody committing a crime, a woman, which is not me, and the media brought that to tech companies and originally got my Facebook and Instagram deleted, you spend it on YouTube, everything, because...
because I, you know, committed some crime. And it wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Wow.
They swift to action. And we had to use lawyers to get those things back because it was like, yo, but they still never gave me back my money. They took all my money and never gave it back. I know. Goodness. But I'm saying, like, it's interesting though, because it's like the power of the censorship is so crazy.
There's no due process.
Right. Like, well, that's my point. Is like, it's like, I still can't post anything about Kyle Rittenhouse on my Instagram. Like, this is from a rep. I tell people this, like, my Instagram specifically, I'm not allowed. Do you know they made an Instagram account for him and they tried to put his name as his name and it said it was against community guidelines to set his name as his name.
Oh my goodness.
So if your name's Kyle Rittenhouse, you can't put your real name on in the file. It's against community guidelines to create a profile with Kyle Rittenhouse's name. Even if you're not the same one, his name is against community guidelines.
Unbelievable.
It's freaking crazy, huh?
I can't believe we're at this point.
These people, we talked about this. This is, you know what? I'm going to talk about this later tonight. If you saw this is airing Wednesday. You can watch Gary Franchi on You Are Here Live. That was last night's episode. You should watch it, because if you're watching this, there's not a new You Are Here out, and that's a great time. And we talked about this other story. But I do want to say though, with this, like, it does kind of bring this up. So there's been this move, right, where we're kind of like, we're around there and like we're saying like, yo, the vaccines are safe and effective, you know, like they're kind of like winking at us, like, trust me. And then they're like, by the way, after we administered a couple billion vials of this stuff, we're going to start testing to see if they cause any problems long term. And I'm like, oh, shit. But then, like, this is what's so crazy. So obviously, on one of the vaccines, there's a relation to heart inflammation. My brother-in-law got myocarditis from the vaccine.
Are you serious?
Yeah, horrible, horrible stuff. A lot of people I know have gotten real, real messed up from this stuff. But they're the most safe and effective. And you know what I mean? Like, we should get a million of them.
Oh, man, I've heard horror stories personally from family members, things.
But they're not real. They're all lying to you.
Oh.
Because the government said...
Check the caskets.
Yeah, no, Gary, don't believe your eyes, don't believe your ears, don't believe your toes. I don't know what to believe anymore. Believe in your toes, Gary.
I'm just gonna watch Don Lemon and go to sleep.
Don Lemon is he the last anchor?
He's the last one over there at CNN.
CNN's like, CNN has about as many good hosts as I have brain cells left. There's like maybe one.
Joy Reid though, she's a real winner.
Oh, MSNBC. She's so great. Good.
I love
Rachel Maddow. Excellent.
Rachel, dude. I mean, the work that she does.
The way that Michael Knowles just switches from his show to MSNBC that quickly with a little bit of makeup, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is pretty remarkable.
He's really good on that show. I swear, Rachel Maddow is like, what is going on with that chick? Ugh. Okay, anyway, I was going to say, like, it's funny because if you've been seeing that there's been a huge increase of heart-related illnesses. Check this out. Up to 300,000 people are going to be facing heart-related illnesses due to post-pandemic stress disorder, warns physicians. So,
can you bring that back up on screen here? Yeah. Let me see that. Up to 300,000 people facing heart-related illnesses due to post-pandemic stress disorder?
Yeah, let me read this to you.
So they're saying this is a stress disorder.
Look at this. So they are saying it's causing stress, not the lockdowns. Apparently the Omicron. Up to 300,000 people in the UK are facing heart-related illnesses due to post-pandemic stress disorder, PPSD, which is also Omicron syndrome.
Okay, so they're saying here is that they're not blaming the vaccine. They're blaming just you're stressed out. So you're good, you know, that's why you have a heart problem.
And this is the official statement, and I'm going to back this up and say, do you know what else is causing heart conditions? So it says this, that it's two London physicians have warned this could result in 4.5% raise in cardiovascular cases nationally because of the effects of PPSD. Do you know what's so crazy about this? Do you know what else they said is causing heart disorders?
What?
And this is not a joke. I posted it that climate change is going to be causing a massive increase in heart issues in adults.
How?
Because they said as the temperature raises, it causes like stress, like vascular stress.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So everything's, you know, we're going to see an increase in children in heart issues too. I think it was because of weather or something like that.
Oh.
So I'm just going to let you know something. Since the science is settled, Gary, the science is settled. And vaccines are fully safe and effective, and everyone should take as many of them as possible. Mix and match it. We've done this. It is so crazy that there's no link, period, between them and the massive increase of heart conditions. Zero link. It's impossible.
No, there's. I mean,
it's the weather.
It's the weather.
It's the weather and pandemic PPSD.
It's stress. People are just stressed out, Elijah. That's why their hearts are stopping.
They're so stressed.
And they have a name for it.
PPSD.
Bring that back up. Bring that back up. P PTSD. That's the term they're using.
Do you know, Savannah, she can't see her, but did you know that I got diagnosed with something similar, but it was called, it's a little bit different. It's called little PPSD.
Oh, I thought it was just ED.
It's little. It has, mine has an L-I-L before that. I don't know what that means. I don't know what it stands for, but it says little PPSD.
Mm. Oh, Elijah.
Grower gang, where you at? You know. You know. You know. I must explain. This is an interesting, it is interesting though. I do bring this up though. It says this, these physicians fear this could result in dramatic rise in physical health issues such as coronary heart failure if cases are not detected or treated early. So there's a massive increase that they're seeing in the UK that they believe of not just heart disease, but other issues that are related to PPSD.
He fears it could result in dramatic rise in physical health issues unless it's detected or treated early. How do you detect or treat it early? It's a pandemic-related illness.
Do you know that's right? But that's why they wanted to get rid of all the controls and they won't release the trials. And that's why they need to get everybody vaccinated, because once everybody's vaccinated, then there's no control variant. Again, we don't know what people are. I'm just going to tell you this. I'm going to declare this forever. I ain't getting that shit. I'm not doing it. I'm not joining in with the CCP, Globo Homo, you know, American Empire.
I'm gonna get triple boosted though.
I want five.
I cannot
boosters.
Wait to get boosted, and then I'll have superpowers because I saw it on Sesame Street.
Do you know why I'm not doing it? Do you know why I'm not doing it? I'm not doing it because I can't get enough boosters. So I'm like, I'm gonna go in or go home kind of guy. So it's like, unless you can give me 12 boosters at the same time, I don't want them. You know what I mean? Like, I want as many. I want to save them. I'm nice, Gary. I want to save them for poor African kids.
Well, I'm gonna get my vaccine card tattooed on my arm.
I'm gonna put on my. So I can pull it out.
I'm just gonna be like, check it out. Here's my vaccine card. Now can I get that omelet, please? Dude, in New York.
I need to get. If it's a barcode, I'm getting it tattooed on my penis so I can just pull it out places and be like, sorry.
Well, if it's a barcode, why not just put it on my right hand or forehead? Say if they had the mark.
No, I know. And I do.
No one could buy or sell.
No, you're gone. I do want to tell you guys, though, if you see this, I'm wearing this lovely shirt. At Blaze shop, Blaze merch shop, you can find all of this merch. I think it's 20% off with the code OFFENSIVE20, OFFENSIVE20. And I'm working on my other merch shop. So get this merch. There's a lot of really cool merch. It actually fits really well. It makes your muscles look good. And it certifiably gives you BDE. So if you want, it's actually really comfortable merch. And it's simple. I try to make it. It's going away
BDE?
Soon. Big energy.
So, oh my God.
But you got to get this merch. It is really good. And also remember to sign up at blazetv.com/Elijah as well, where you can become a member in SOB and support this show. I do want to say, Gary, if people want to support you, if they want to, I know you're the lead anchor at nextnewsnetwork.com. It's amazing. I know that sometimes I fill in for you. I know that you have amazing hosts. Ivory Hecker's been on and just people expanding. Honestly, nobody's bringing the news like you guys are bringing the news in such a clear format. Where's the best place to be able to find you and to find that news?
You can watch us on YouTube, youtube.com/nextnewsnetwork. You can find us on Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey, Getter, Twitter, Facebook. You know, we're on all the socials.
They're everywhere. Yeah, check it out. You can also find me anywhere. And of course, if you make it this far in the podcast, remember that the easiest way to support the show is to leave a 5-star review. It's literally free. It costs you nothing. And it's so freaking epic. And we appreciate it. And we read it on the show, perhaps. We have 2 reviews here of the show, Gary, as they go download it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever else you can find it. We have a review from Ruby Rules 444. Says, best Blaze host in my opinion. I love your shows and how you bring the ridiculous things to make fun of. As a Christian, it seems like you're not supposed to be upset or angry, but I know Jesus, that's not true. I don't know. I'm back to bringing back war Christians, but I also know Jesus flipped some tables for bringing ridiculous things to his house.
He did.
He did. Yeah. Thank you for being real and authentic. I also have a feeling you are doing way more for the kingdom of God in your daily life than just the show you allow us to be a part of. God bless you and your family. And I pray more people challenge themselves to truly stand up for what's right and to stop playing nice and letting people take our country. I'm ready to flip tables in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. I know. Amen. You want to read the next one, Gary?
This is from Tyler61. What's up, Tyler? Thanks for the review here. Been great since 2016. I've been watching this show since Berkeley happened, my sophomore year of high school. Awesome show and only gets better. The best part of this show is the horrendous vocabulary we learn from
Kai Kai. It's when Kai Kai? That's when drag queens have sex.
Kai, what?
I know, we have a drag queen dictionary and we go through
the
words.
Are you serious? Yeah. Is there such a thing?
Yeah. If something's bad and we shouldn't know about it, I'll get it for
the best
show.
Part of the show is the horrendous vocabulary we learn. Kai Kai and Slay White vomiting into a bucket. What am I reading? Slay White vomiting into a bucket from Always, flashing back to the episode where Elijah interviewed a drag queen who did some servicing to six male roosters. This show is awesome. Savannah is tied to Quarter Black Garrett as a producer, and nothing will ever make this show horrible unless you visit another drag convention. Thank you, Tyler.
Okay. Anyway, again, thank you guys so much again for supporting. Make sure that you support Gary as well. As we always say here, this is Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, with confetti of color that we can always get blasted in our face. And and it is COC. And I don't know, I'm sure it'll be there eventually, but give a little bit to Gary. Give me a little bit of confetti to Gary. There he is. I don't know. I guess it's in post. I don't really care. You guys are seeing it, so that's what matters. Have a great rest of the week. Make sure to check out You Are Here from last night with Gary Franchi and, of course, the guests coming up this week. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. We're signing out.